If one can chant the name of Allah or Jesus with love and reach God, then why can't one chant the name of Ganesh or Shiva with love and reach him? Answer. Surely, by worshipping Shiva or Ganesh, we will reach the demigods. But not God, why? Because they are distinct personalities, with their own attributes and abodes. So those who worship them go to their abodes and not the Supreme Lord, who has his own personality and abode. Here we need to understand the difference between proper nouns and common nouns. Common noun is a generic reference to all members of a particular class, proper refers to a specific person of a particular class. From the common noun point of view, Shiva means the auspicious one, and Ganesh means the king of the people. Both of which qualities can be attributed to the Supreme God. If these names are referring to the Supreme Lord, then we can advance in devotion towards Supreme Lord also. All the names ultimately talk about the Supreme Lord. Brahm Sutras say so. If we refer to these names as common nouns, then they refer to Supreme Lord. If we refer to them as proper nu, then they refer to certain personalities which are mentioned in the Vedic literature. Lord Shiva has a particular form, nature, activity, abode, associates etc. and in that sense, he is different from the Supreme Lord Swaminarayan. Similarly, Ganesh is also different. This difference doesn't necessarily apply to Allah or Christ. When people devote to Allah or Christ, there is no clear or specific identity or overall attributes. The scriptures refer to a generic way to the Supreme Lord. Allah or Christ remain to be a common noun, and they don't describe a particular personality, which is why by chanting these names one can go back to God. Now how early and fast one will go back to God will depend on one's own seriousness to go back to God. But in principle, by cultivating pure love for God, one can come back to God. By worshipping Shiva or Ganesh one can go to their abodes. One thing we need to understand is that, all are not the same. There is one Supreme God and others are like the cabinet ministers. These gods bring auspiciousness in the people who worship them and gradually they become worthy of worship of the Supreme God. If one worships some demigod thinking it to be the Supreme God then it is a misconception. But when it comes to the idea of Allah or Christ, then it is not, because Allah or Christ refers to a generic concept of God. One gets elevated, and is gradually promoted to worshipping the Supreme Lord. There isn't a loss, but there might be a delay. If the person is seeking the absolute truth, then that person will be guided towards the absolute truth. Lord Shiva or their respective gods or goddess reorient them to the Supreme. Now for the practitioners who understand the philosophy, they don't need to chant the names in common noun or proper noun sense because due to the profuse reference to certain personalities in the scriptures and pop culture, we might end up thinking of deities, different from the Supreme Lord. It brings up different visions and images of the different personality. All these will happen according to one's devotion and seriousness.